Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Remember a guy by the name of Hunter Biden? You know, he's the president's son. And he came out and he said, I will not do a deposition behind closed doors. Remember, he demanded it would be a public hearing. And he would only do a public hearing so you couldn't lie about what he said. He then went to the Capitol, and he did a big press conference saying exactly that all over again. Remember that guy? Yeah, well, guess what? Now, Hunter Biden is refusing to publicly testify after demanding a public hearing. I'm going to give you the details on this in a moment, but first, I want to tell you about my friends over at Ammo Squared. They will help you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Now, I love what they do, and I love these guys because ammo is delivered to me on demand or automatically when I need it, and that's what will happen for you. And the other thing is, they'll store your ammo for free when you don't need it. Forget about dealing with moving heavy cases of ammunition in your house or your garage. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks if you ever decide you want a different caliber. It's amazing. You can also close your account at any point and sell all your ammo back if you need the money or if the market skyrockets. That is effortless ammunition management. And it is truly automated. Set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing. You pick your caliber. You set your budget. Select a shipping trigger. And that's it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. Ammo adds up over time until it becomes fully boxed. And then it is shippable. It's amazing. Typical customers will accumulate for 3 to 6 months, then ship. But some ship every month and others accumulate thousands of dollars worth of ammo and ship every few years. So if you don't want to pay overpriced ammo when the market changes, so go right now to ammosquared.com/Ben to sign up and you're going to get free ammo in your account. Don't wait for prices to skyrocket on ammo ever again. Get the best pricing and get ammo when you need it. AmmoSquared.com/Ben. That's AmmoSquared.com/Ben. All right, now let's get back to the story with Hunter Biden. On Wednesday, we're now being told the same crazy crackhead that loves the hookers and, you know, making millions for daddy, selling influence to America from our adversaries, has now refused to accept the House Oversight Committee's James Comer's offer to publicly testify before Congress on March the 20th. Now, Hunter was very clear. he said and yelled and pointed his finger and did that whole, you know, press conference in front of the Capitol, and then had his, you know, his sugar daddy lawyer there and said, hey, I would only testify in public. That's what he demanded. I will only testify in public, and I refuse to appear for a closed-door interview in December. He wouldn't show up, right? Here I am, Mr. Chairman. Let me give you his exact quote at the time. Here I am, Mr. Chairman, taking you up on your offer when you said we can bring these people in for depositions or committee hearings, whichever they choose. Well, I've chosen. I'm here to testify in a public hearing today to answer any of the committee's legitimate questions. That's what Hunter said outside the U.S. Capitol in December. Hunter later appeared in February for the closed-door interview before the House impeachment inquiry. Well, in a letter to Comer on Wednesday, Abe Lau, Hunter's lawyer, said the invitation is a, quote, attempt to resuscitate your conference's moribund inquiry with a made-for-right-wing media circus act, quote-unquote. Then he went on to say, I must convey my surprise by your hasty request, he continued, after the six-plus-hour deposition on February the 28th of 2024. I thought even you would recognize your baseless impeachment proceeding was dead. Those are the words from Hunter Biden and his attorney. Now, the attorney also stated Comer's request for a March 20th hearing conflicts with Hunter's hearing in California. Hunter pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges in California in January. The controversial tax charges did not include Foreign Agents Registration Act violations, known as FARA, and did not implicate President Joe Biden in any wrongdoing, which is exactly why they charge him with these things. Because as long as they can go after Hunter and it isolates the president, then they're fine to do it. Now, James Comer also said Hunter would not show for a hearing because he confirmed compromising evidence against Joe Biden during his closed-door deposition, saying this, the House Oversight Committee has called Hunter Biden's bluff. Hunter Biden for months said he wanted a public hearing, but now that one has been offered alongside his business associates that he worked with for years, he is refusing to come. During our deposition and interview phase of our investigation, Hunter Biden confirmed key evidence, including evidence that his father, President Joe Biden, lied to the American people about his family's business dealings and, in fact, attended meetings, spoke on speakerphone, and had coffee with his foreign business associates who collectively funneled millions of dollars to the Bidens. However, part of Hunter Biden's testimony contradicts the testimony of Devin Archer, Jason Galanis, and Tony Bobulinski. Next week's hearing with Hunter Biden and his associates is moving forward, and we fully expect Hunter Biden to participate. The American people demand the truth and accountability for the Biden's corruption. Now, let me just paint a picture of what this would look like. And I think the real reason why Hunter Biden is terrified. Hunter Biden could easily find himself sitting at the desk with several of his former business partners who are willing to tell the truth under oath and would clearly contradict what Hunter Biden is and has been saying for years. I'm sure his attorney doesn't want that to happen. Why? Because, well, one, I think you never know which Hunter Biden you're going to get. Is Hunter Biden going to get up there and lose his mind because someone said something he doesn't like and then he freaks out? That's a real possibility. Now, Hunter is a material witness in the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Let's not forget the importance of that. He has denied involvement in the Biden family business ventures at least 9 times. We now know that that was also a lie. And the House investigation previously found what they described as massive web of wire transfer. More than 20 shell companies and associates who helped the Biden family business rake in at least $24 million that we know of from foreign nationals over the course of approximately 5 years. Now, if you do the math on this, I want you to understand the amount of cash we're talking about here. We're talking about, on average, about $5 million, okay? $5 million a year for a five-year period. If you look at $5 million and you divide that by 12 months, That means they were making for 5 years straight about $416,666.67 every 30 days. You divide that by 30 days. The Biden crime family was making about $14,000 a day for 5 years straight. Let me say that again. So the Biden crime family was making about $14,000 a day, 365 days a year, for 5 years straight with 20-plus shell companies, and there was not a single product that the Biden family was actually selling. They were selling access to the big guy. That's what the product was. These companies were doing nothing. Let me just go back and remind you of what James Comer said. Biden owned over 20 shell companies, and they said the only purpose of these 20 shell companies were to hide payments and launder money. This is money laundering 101. The Biden family opened more than 20 shell companies that we know of to hide payments and launder the money. That is the clear accusation from James Comer and what he had to say after seeing even more money coming into the Biden crime family.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
James Comer, and this is part of this story that some people I think have forgotten, is we found out about these 20 shell companies, and the only reason why we found out about them is because you had these suspicious activity reports that came into the Treasury Department. Now, you also have to remember that the Democrats blocked those suspicious activity reports, known as SARs, from the Republicans until the Republicans gained back control of the House. And when they gained back control of the House, they were finally able to get their hands on these suspicious activity reports. And there was a hell of a lot of them. Well over 100 of these suspicious activity reports that were filed on the Biden's bank accounts, all these 20-plus shell companies, because they said, hey, we want you to know, Treasury Department, this is not a normal business activity around this account. This account is being set up. There are no basic things being paid out of this account. There's not normal bills being paid out of this account, which would happen with normal companies. There's not taxes that are being paid out of these accounts. There's nothing here that looks normal. It all looks suspicious. And that's exactly what it was. It was suspicious because you'd have $1 million or $5 million come into a random bank account that had zero activity. And then immediately the money was funneled out of it into other LLCs and then funneled out of that into other ones and then funneled out of that to the family members eventually in their LLCs. We now know what? More than a dozen Biden family members, if I'm not mistaken now, have gotten their hands on some of this corrupt money. And so it was only after reviewing these SARS reports that were given to the Treasury and subpoenaing banks and individuals that Comer said they were finally figuring out the Biden family created more than 20 entities to accept, to forward, and to collect payment from a wide range of business associates. We found all these shell companies, he said at the time, that make absolutely no sense. I don't believe they paid a penny of revenue, a penny of taxes on most of the millions of dollars they received from our adversaries around the world. And before I give you all the details, I want to tell you about my friends at Freedom Gold USA. Inflation is heavily eroding your purchasing power, putting your savings, retirement accounts, and future legacy at risk. With more taxes, the continuous threat of war, and national debt now exceeding $34 trillion, and the push for central bank digital currencies, our financial freedom is at stake. Now, if you have $50,000 or more in retirement savings, you may be at risk. In times of economic uncertainty, securing your family's financial future is essential. And Freedom Gold USA is here to empower you. You can act now by calling them at 1-800-655-8843 or visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. The team at Freedom Gold USA is ready to help you preserve your wealth and provide stability in uncertain times. Learn how to add gold and silver to your IRA or have it shipped to your home. Safeguard your wealth with physical gold and silver and take control of your financial future today. 1-800-655-8843 or visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben to see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Now, in March, for example, the committee also revealed that the Biden family businesses over the course of several years received more than $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China alone in return for what appears to be direct influence peddling. Let me give you the example. SARs that were obtained by the committee revealed a Biden associate, Rob Walker, received a $3 million wire transfer from that Chinese communist company that had massive amounts of influence from the Chinese communist government, CEFC, China Energy Company. And what happened? In turn, Biden family members, Hunter Biden, we know this for a fact, James Biden, the president's brother, we know for a fact, Hallie Biden, his sister-in-law, who turned lover after Beau Biden died with, yes, you guessed it, Hunter Biden, and an unidentified Biden received a collective $1.3 million cut from the random $3 million wire transfer that had no other business around it. Let that sink in real quick for you. That's number one. But we also know that Biden's influence peddling happened not just in China, but also other places around the world. We now have a new timeline. And if you're taking notes and you like sharing information, this is the moment where you share the information, okay? We now have a direct timeline of when and how the Romania money came into the Biden crime family. It all started, we now have confirmed, on May the 21st of 2014. On May the 21st of 2014, the Vice President Joe Biden goes to Romania, and that is where the connections were then made. Then, move forward from May until September the 28th, the 15th, the Romanian president comes to the White House. Then on November the 5th, a Romanian businessman charged with corruption charges wired over $1 million to the Bidens through an American associate. This happened for quite some time, this relationship, from November the 5th until June the 2nd of 2017, so about a year and a half later. The Biden family businesses received in total $5.1 million, by the way, within days of Hunter Biden's message back, let's go back to China, to the CEFC chairman through multiple accounts, including Owasco and Hudson West, the third LLCs. These are shell companies. How do they list this on their taxes? Comer asked. Is it a service that they provided? What is the service they provided? Moving forward, James Comer's committee, they say, is set to begin deposing all of the Biden family business associates in the coming weeks and months. Comer said in early July that Devin Archer, one of Hunter Biden's top associates, will be the first member deposed. And guess what? He did give his testimony, and guess what happened? He told us about the corruption of the Biden crime family. We also know that Devin Archer was Hunter Biden's best friend in business. That is the words of Hunter Biden. We know that he got into legal trouble in 2022 for defrauding a Native American tribal entity. The courts ordered him to pay about $43 million judgment to the victims. And prior to his arrest, Archer served in 14 with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma, that Ukraine-based energy company, who the executive there allegedly bribed Hunter and Joe Biden with about $5 million each, meaning it's a total of $10 million. Now, James Comer said the future depositions will be bolstered by the public testimony that they've already received from the IRS whistleblowers, who revealed at least 13 serious allegations against Hunter Biden, the Justice Department, and then President Joe Biden. So you look at everything that I just told you, and now I think you understand the reason why now Hunter Biden's like, all right, screw it. I don't want a public hearing, which I was demanding just months ago. The reason why he's refusing to testify after demanding the public hearing is because now he understands, I think, how much the Republicans know and how much the Republicans are going to come after him at that public hearing. He doesn't want to be a part of that. I'm sure the White House is desperate for Hunter Biden in general just to shut up. They're desperate for him to just completely be quiet and to stop talking. But this is the problem when you have Hunter Biden and Joe Biden in this scenario. The truth must come out on this, and they shouldn't be able to get away with this, these financial crimes. They shouldn't be able to get away with more than 120 suspicious activity reports from their banks. They shouldn't be able to get away with all of these different shell companies and the millions coming in. They shouldn't be able to get away with not answering questions about him, you know, basically not just hustling to make money off his father, but then shaking people down for the money and saying, you don't want an enemy in me and my father, because basically we'll make life for hell for you in the U.S. So you better send my $5 million. And what happened? That $5 million showed up within a week from CEFC Energy after there was the threat of retaliation from the Biden crime family. Now, Hunter Biden, I think at the end of the day, there's a very good chance we're going to see him publicly testify. I'm not sure who that is more scary for, if it's for the president or the Democratic Party in general or his presidential campaign. What I can tell you is when you have Hunter Biden irritated and agitated as a former addict, And the way that he acts and the way that we've watched and witnessed the way he acts, they have got to be terrified that there will be somebody that breaks him on this when he's testifying, including his former business associates, who would in essence be sitting right next to him. That is a nightmare scenario for the Biden White House, period.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me give you also some other news that is just broken that is very significant, and that's this. James Comer has also revealed that he has subpoenaed what we now think is about 13 years of Hunter Biden's AT&T phone records, is what we're being told. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer subpoenaed Hunter Biden's AT&T phone records, according to a March 6 subpoena obtained by news sources. The subpoena demands AT&T hand over all records related to Hunter Biden's activity, which include 13 years of texts and call logs dating back to 2011. AT&T has until March the 20th, we're now being told, to comply with Congress's demand. Now, in a cover letter to AT&T, James Comer said Hunter's user activity could encompass a personal phone line that President Joe Biden used also during his vice presidency. Comer crafted the subpoena to target business entities linked to the Biden family. Owasco PC, for example, Rosemont Seneca Partners, and Rosemont Seneca Advisors. Joe Biden received, quote, direct monthly payments from Hunter Biden's Owasco PC business account, which received payments from Chinese state-linked companies and other foreign nationals and companies, Comer said in an interview with Breitbart back in December. Now we understand the context of why that's so important. Saying this, we now know from the laptop that Hunter Biden's business paid for a private phone line that Joe Biden used when he was vice president. Let me say that again. We now know that Hunter Biden's business paid for a private phone line that Joe Biden used when he was the vice president. Why would the vice president have a random burner phone from a private company's account that his son is involved in? If you're making phone calls or talking about things that you don't want anybody else to know about, would be a pretty good guess. This is not normal activity. Unless you're in a crime, you know, a crime boss, a crime family, a drug cartel, this is not normal. It was AT&T, is what we now know. It was $300 a month. It was a global phone that you could could access somebody anywhere around the world. So it wasn't cheap. This is a phone that he wanted to use wherever he went. Now, as the vice president, you have incredible comms, okay? The government, meaning in our tax dollars, pay for the ability for the president, the vice president, to have connectability wherever they are in the world, full stop. There were problems, by the way, with the ability to communicate on 9/11. That was all fixed for the president and the vice president after 9/11. So again, you have to ask yourself the question, why did Joe Biden, as the vice president, need a $300 a month burner phone that would be used, a global phone that you could use to access somebody anywhere around the world? Quote, we shared that phone number and that account information with people at the House Oversight Committee. My hope is that if they haven't already, that they will subpoena those records, because I think it will give them an indication of how tight the communication actually was. James Comer also highlighted phone calls in the subpoena in which Hunter Biden put Joe Biden on speakerphone during Hunter's business meetings. Devin Archer, as you know, a Biden family associate, told House investigators that Joe Biden spoke about the weather during the phone calls. Yeah. Sure, we believe you. Archer also testified that Joe Biden was, quote-unquote, the Biden brand. House investigators also launched a probe into the Biden family in November. They revealed Joe Biden received money from James Biden and Hunter Biden. They also showed the 9 additional Biden family members who received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. If you want to know what money laundering looks like, it's when you start paying grandkids to funnel the money. Grandkids that aren't old enough to actually do a job, and it's just clearly a way for you to funnel them cash. Now, let me take you back to 2019. In 2019, there was an interview that Hunter Biden did with ABC News. It was an interview that was supposed to clear up a lot of questions about his business dealings and his bad judgment, as he tried to frame it. And he was a drug addict, but he's doing better. And they were hoping on ABC this morning that this would be the beginning, middle, and the end of the story, because Hunter Biden would sit down for an interview. I want you to listen to this in context of now what we know about the money that was given to the Bidens, about the suspicious activity reports, about the cash going to 12 different Biden family members, including their grandkids, who aren't even old enough to have a job. So take a listen to this and be clear about the mindset when you listen to this. This is 2019. Compare it to what we know now. And the first question that ABC News asks, and you're going to hear this, and then you're going to hear some interesting commentary from CNN here. And again, this is in 2019. What was said was, it was asking him, like, hey, do you regret sitting on the board of Burisma? Now, the answer, I'm sure, is hell no. I made millions and millions of dollars. Like, the big guy got his cut. I got my cut. We were getting paid. We were living the dream. We were making $80,000, $90,000 a month, right, for 5 years straight. Now, I don't regret being on the board of Burisma. But listen to how he says this response, because, again, this was supposed to be the first and last interview, and all of this was supposed to go away.
At being on the board to begin with?
No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea, which has, again, been completely debunked by everyone.
Joining me right now, CNN.
By the way, has it been debunked by everyone? Because in 2019, we knew none of what I just told you about for the last half hour. We didn't know any of it. Now, we know a hell of a lot more. And he said back in 2019, it's been completely debunked and it's totally fabricated, made up, fake story, fake news, doesn't exist. None of this is real. Now, listen to how CNN then plays it out of that.
Signs and Chief Senior Washington Correspondent Jeff Zeleny, both in Ohio at the side of tonight's debate. Okay, so Arlette, this was a fascinating conversation with ABC's Amy Robach. What else did Hunter Biden say?
Well, it really was, Kate. And as Joe Biden is preparing for tonight's debate, it's his son, Hunter Biden, who is in the spotlight, really giving his most in-depth comments so far on his business dealings, both in Ukraine and China, which have come under criticism and attack from President Trump. And Hunter Biden, in this interview, acknowledged that it was poor judgment to go ahead and sit on that Ukrainian natural gas company's board, but that he did not do anything improper, that there was no ethical lapse in this. That's something that you've heard his father say over and over again on the campaign trail, that there has been no evidence of wrongdoing on either of their parts. And take a listen to what he had to tell Amy Robach in that ABC News interview this morning.
I think that it was poor judgment on my part. Because I don't believe now, when I look back on it, I know that did nothing wrong at all. However, was it poor judgment to be in the middle of something that is a swamp in many ways? Yeah. And so I take full responsibility for that. Did I do anything improper? No, not in any way, not in any way whatsoever.
And the Biden campaign is responding to that interview this morning. Deputy campaign manager Kate Bedingfield saying that Hunter Biden was responding to a smear campaign from the president. And she said, quote, Hunter was forceful and spoke with conviction, calling out the illegal acts Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani carried out to exploit him and his father. She goes on to say that the reason that Trump is targeting Biden is because he fears facing him in a general election. And in just a few hours, Biden will be taking the stage here in Ohio, where he could face more questions about his son's business dealing and also those attacks from President Trump.
Now, that's from back in 2019. Think about Joe Biden going on stage now against Donald Trump and having to answer the questions from Donald Trump about his family and the money and the suspicious activity reports and the shakedown and the text messages and the WhatsApp messages. And now if James Comer gets his hands on these call logs from AT&T, imagine all the dots he's going to be able to connect there. So if I am the president, I wouldn't want to talk about this, obviously, either. If I'm Hunter Biden, I sure as hell wouldn't want to talk about this. But that's why there needs to be this hearing. He said he wanted a public hearing. Here's your chance. And now he's chickening out because he's smart. He understands this could be a disaster just because of what I laid out to you alone. Don't fall for it. We're going to keep exposing them. Please make sure that you share this podcast with your family and your friends. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number four best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.